those jerseys in the back.
Appreciate you.
And the one you're wearing too.
Yeah, that's all your favorite teams, right?
Yep, there you go. All of them, basically. Wow. Wait, are you a Celtics fan or no?
No, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm not as hardcore as you are, though. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah,
I'm pretty crazy.
No, it's good. Mm-hmm. So how you been? How's everything?
I've been all right, you know, just being let down by sports over and over again. Every single team I go for has just been eliminated and stuff, depending on basketball. You know what happened with the Celtics. The football world, you know, that went downhill as well. And yeah, now hopefully Brazil wins the whole thing, I hope.
All right, so I'm a Messi fan, so I'm going for Argentina. So we're going to have to disagree, but I respect your decision too.
Of course you're going for Argentina. I'm not surprised. Why are you a Messi fan and not a Ronaldo fan?
Okay, so the thing with Ronaldo is, I'm not going to lie to you, I cried when he left United. I felt betrayed when I was like 11 years old. So mm-hmm. after that, I'm like, Ronaldo left. I will never support him again. Because he was like my guy. Like when I was growing up, seeing him, Rooney, you know, Scholes, Giggs, all the legends doing their thing. I'm like, yeah, it's my team. And then come to find out, you know, we play Barca in the Champions League final, and that's his last game. He doesn't do anything. Messi steps up for Barca, you know, and I'm like, Ronaldo, like, come on, bro, we need you. And then mm-hmm. after that, you find out he's off to Madrid, summer of 09. And I'm like, you know what? This guy just, you know, I was very sentimental, you know, like when I was a kid. Now I understand it, you know, as a grown up. But yeah. And then after that, I mean, I just admired like the Barca, you know, their game, their tiki taka. And, you know, just seeing Messi ball out against each and every single opposition he went up against, I respected him for that. But at the end of the day, like, I don't like to compare them anymore. It's like they're about to retire. So you just enjoy them when they're here.
No, I feel the same exact way. Like, they're both great in their own way, you know?
Big time.
But every single time you go on Twitter or anything like that, you see so many debates about them. And it's so stupid because, like, you can say the same thing for both, you know? But I don't know. I respect Messi, but if I had to choose a player to be on my team, I would choose Ronaldo because I just think he's clutch, you know?
You know, it's funny. My older brother and I were having this discussion yesterday, and he's telling me, like, well, in order for Messi to be considered the GOAT, he has to prove it in another league. And so I understand like where he was coming from too, because mm-hmm. Ronaldo, he went into like 4 or 5 different leagues and balled out. So you can't take anything away from him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he did his thing in like each league. So like you said,
exactly.
You think Messi's going to stay at Barca, or you think he's leaving for sure this time?
I don't know. He might just leave because they're playing my man's, you know, and the thing is, they might have to let him go because he's like an asset that's mm-hmm. like a liability, but they need him because they make money off him, a lot of money off him, but they also have to pay him a lot of money. So they just basically like, you know, dug their own grave essentially. So he might leave, he might stay. It's all up to him, honestly.
That's going to be crazy if he does leave though. Imagine like Barcelona without Messi.
I can't even imagine that.
Me either. I think no one can. I think that's going to be like the biggest shock. Like Ronaldo leaving Real Madrid was like crazy, but I feel like now Messi leaving Barcelona would be even crazier, you know?
Yeah.
Insane. And imagine if he goes to PSG, plays along with Ramos and all of these other players. It's going to be insane, but they have money, so they can do whatever they want. Money talks.
That's true. I think it's either PSG, Man City, or he goes back home to Newell's like he said he was going to. So
yeah, or some people were saying that he would come to MLS, but I don't know. How do you feel about MLS?
You see, MLS is funny. When my parents and I and my siblings, when we moved here back in 06, that's all we had. But like, we didn't have cable, so we just watched DC United games. So that's when I started watching MLS, keeping up with it, and DC United is like my favorite team. But as the years went on, as, you know, we got cable and then we were watching, you know, United on TV again, it's like, do I really want to be watching this? But I mean, MLS is cool. I feel like I'm one of those that loves throwback MLS more than today. I feel like now it's like more commercialized, you know, with like Beckham mm-hmm. coming in and, you know, now he's an owner. He came in as a designated player. Now he's an owner. He has his own team. And then, you know, him hiring Phil Neville, it's nepotism, you know, that's his best friend and he just hired him. So I see the business practices and I'm like, yo, you know, this like whole you know, American capitalist thinking, you know, is full of that in the MLS. And also they try to do that in Europe with the Super League. So I'm not a big fan of that. But I mean, MLS is cool. Like me and my boys, we would try to go to a DC United game and, you know, for the vibes, because, you know, the fan base is extreme. It's like a nice atmosphere, but I wouldn't say like I would cover MLS, or I would just like sit down and watch a game and try to like make a podcast out of it. Cause I mean, I have once, but only is because someone invited me and I didn't, you know, I didn't want to be rude and say no, but
yeah. Makes sense.
But you like the Revs though, right? That's your team.
So I don't watch MLS. Unfortunately, I've heard mixed, you know, reviews about it, but if I was to pick a team, I would definitely pick the team up here where I'm from. Obviously I'm so huge on like Boston, everything, Massachusetts, everything, New England, everything. Like if it's not the Revs, it's no one basically, even if they're actually number one now, which is crazy, you know, but I feel like if I start watching them, I'm going to be bad luck and they're just going to go bad. So I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, keeping my distance a little bit.
Nah, I hear you. I like OG Revs, like their jerseys from like 04 when like, I want to say Clint Dempsey was there, Taylor Twellman. They had this one dude too. I forgot his name. Oh, Charlie Joseph. And then they had, what's it? The ball dude in goal. Oh man, I'm blanking. I think his name is like Reese or something like that. But just watching the like classic games, you know, brings the nostalgia and everything. But nowadays, I mean, I can watch MLS, but
it's I'm different
just,
now.
Yeah, I'm just on my phone the whole time waiting for a play or something like that. But this is great. Like, this is probably the longest intro I've ever had.
Oh my God. I didn't even realize this was going to be part of it. That's crazy.
Right. I mean, I'm going to add it to it, but obviously I have to like do like the proper intro so we can get started right now.
Of course.
Okay, cool. You ready?
Yes.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning into another episode of Sports Stories with Bic here on Raw Football Talk. I am your host, Bic. And today I have a very special episode for you guys. I have my girl, Shil, coming all the way. Well, she's not coming all the way from New England. It's Zoom. You know, we're all Zooming nowadays, 2021. But I got my girl, Shil, on the show. She's a Celtics fan, a Patriots fan, a Red Sox fan, a Real Madrid fan, a Man United fan. Alianza Lima fan, a Quito fan, and she is an OG of the sports, of the Twitter, football Twitter game, a sports blogger, avid sports fan, and she is a BSU grad, so go Bears?
Yes, there you go.
There we go. How you doing, Shil?
I'm doing great. You know, thank you for having me. I'm so happy. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm happy. I'm excited to see, you know, and just talk about sports.
There you go. Thanks for hopping on. Hey, if it makes you feel better, I'm a bit nervous too, but as the episode goes on, it just wears off. You know what I mean?
All right. Perfect. I'm ready.
There we go. So Shil, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I think you pretty much summarized the sports part. I'm huge on Boston sports. You know, I came here from South America when I was like 1 year old. So this is the culture I know. Boston Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots, even the Bruins. I've never watched hockey like that, but I'm a Bruins fan, you know, at the end of the day. And yeah, that's pretty much it. My parents worked their asses off to see me go to college, and I did that for them. Personally, I didn't do it for myself. I would have like started like blogging or just focusing on sports like a long time ago, but better late than never, I suppose. And I've met incredible people through Twitter that actually like sports as well as me, because around where I'm from, like, people don't really watch soccer, football like that. So, you know, it's good to like interact with people that actually do like that sport, which is like my favorite sport of all time.
Got you. That's awesome. I'm glad you not only were you able to live your parents' dream, like, you know, make sure that they're good, but also, you know, like you said, it's never too late. And I've seen a couple of your blogs on, you know, your website. I think, what was it called? Like takeashillpill.com?
Yes.
There we go. Gotta plug it in. And listen, so I've studied sports writing, right? I have my bachelor's in that, but I went and I checked it out and I'm like, bro, she is 100 times better than you, bro. Duh. Like, step your game up. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not saying this because you're here. Like, I seen your work and I saw the, what was it? Antonio Valencia. I saw that and I'm like, wow, that's a tribute right there. And obviously, you know, being being from Ecuador, you know, it means a lot, you know, and you're a supporter of Manchester United as well. So
yes.
I saw that and I'm like, yo, give her flowers, bro. She deserves it. So great job on that as well.
You're making me so emotional. Like whenever someone talks about Ecuador, like that's my everything right there. Like that is just, I really like to write out of the heart. That's why it takes me forever to write an article or whatever, however you want to say it. But because I have to feel it in the moment, you know, he just retired during that time. So I was like, you know what? I just need to let it all out. I was very emotional writing that piece, but I'm so happy you read it and I'm so happy you enjoyed it. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, yeah, of course, of course. And one of my favorite memories from seeing Antonio Valencia was probably back in 06, the World Cup. Mm-hmm. When, I mean, see, for us, my brothers and I, we were at Eritrea at the time. We weren't here. So mm-hmm. any game we could catch, we watched it on TV, because what would happen is the lights will go out. So I just remember watching the Germany against Costa Rica, the opener. Yes. And then the next game afterwards was Ecuador against Poland. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching that team. It had like Antonio Valencia. It had like, I think Edgar Benitez, was he playing at the time? Yeah, there you go.
I know El Team Delgado, Caviedes was there. You know, all the OGs, that good team, man.
Tenorio, he was there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just remember watching his team. I'm like, this team is special. Because like, I thought Poland were the favorites, but they played Poland mm-hmm. out of the park. I'm like, yo, this team is special.
That's one of the best memories we have as Ecuadorians.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, the game against England, I mean, it was only a David Beckham free kick. Like you can't knock Ecuador for that. Any team, you know, many teams have conceded a David Beckham free kick. Like he's a specialist. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Can't be that mad, right? It's David Beckham at the end of the day. So
there you go. A United legend. You know what I mean?
There you go. Exactly. No, I like him. I genuinely like him as a person, though. Like he seems like a really cool guy.
He does. And so I guess the second question, did you play football growing up?
So once in a while, whenever the guys wanted to go to the park type of thing, never like officially. Actually, my mom was very, well, she kind of is still, but she's learning to not be. She's very machista, is like soccer is a guy's sport and volleyball is a girl's sport, or drums are a guy instrument and the piano is the girl instrument type of thing. So she never really liked me playing because of bruises and stuff on your legs. I loved getting bruises, but she never really let me play. And my dad never felt comfortable letting me go to the park with a bunch of guys and being the only girl there. But I would always like find a way to sneak out and stuff. But other than that, I haven't really played that much, and I'm pretty bad too. So if I'm being honest, what about you? Did you ever like play?
Yeah, I played. So my older brother got me hip to football when I was like 3 years old back home. So like my earliest memory is like the 02 World Cup when Brazil won it. They played like every team out of the park. Like I remember Ronaldinho scoring that free kick against David Seaman in England. That's like one of my earliest memories. But the thing with us is like we had a huge backyard and everybody loves playing football back home in Eritrea. So you have no choice. You either are outside running and playing football or like cycling or doing whatever, or you stay inside and you don't do anything. Like you're just going to help out your parents the whole day. So we were just, you know, that's how we got into it. We loved it. Like that's part of our culture. Like that's part of our identity. So that was me back in Eritrea, back home. And then we moved here back in 06 when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And I started playing travel ball when I was in seventh grade. So, you know, I didn't know him at the time, but my coach, you know, he walked up to me and he said like, dude, do you have a team? And I'm like, no, I just play for fun. And he just walked up. He said, well, I need players. Like, you know, can I, you know, contact you? And I'm like, I'm in seventh grade. I don't even have an email. So I'm like, I don't even have a phone. Like, I don't know how you could. So then he, you know, phones up my mom and he says like, hey, like your son, I want him on my team. Like, how can I get him started? And my mom didn't know. And I didn't know, like, I didn't know how you get in travel or anything. I just played. So I would say, you know, that's when I started playing travel ball and then, you know, played middle school and high school. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about that is like, you know, you think you know yourself, but then you step into like a football field, like you play soccer with your friends or play football with your friends. And, you know, that's when you like, you know, your true character is like, are you mentally strong? Are you physically strong? Or like how, you know, the more you develop your game, the more you learn about yourself. So I always loved that introspective aspect of the game, not only just playing it, but also like building relationships, you know, building friendships and, you know, maturing in that aspect. So it really helped me out a lot. And, you know, when it came to, you know, choosing a career, I wanted to do like sports journalism or sports writing because it was two passions of mine. I loved football and I loved writing. Yes. And so I just said, let me combine those two passions. And the thing is, I think, you know, with immigrant parents, they want you to be like a doctor, a lawyer, yes, you know, those kind of professions. Yes. But I had that in my heart and it was a tough time convincing my parents, like, this is what I wanted to do. But I also had a great support system that helped me out a lot. And so when I graduated, you know, I had my parents right with me and they weren't like, oh, you didn't study this, this and that, so I'm not going to go with you. It was more like, you did this and we're proud of you. So, it, you know, it made it feel worthwhile. You know what I mean?
Of course. So you always knew you wanted to be like a sports writer after high school, basically.
I wanted to go pro, honestly. I'm not going to lie to you. But since that didn't happen, this is like, I'm living my dream right now, honestly. Yeah. I can tell you this 100%. I'm living my dream right now.
Of course. Oh, we all dream of like being like famous players and stuff at one point in our lives. But then, you know, but like you said, this is still amazing. You know, you're still working, you know, with the best sport in the world. I don't care what anyone says. So that's awesome.
100%. I'm right there with you. I don't want to hear basketball, track, football, none of that.
No, exactly. It'll never measure up to football ever.
There you go. And I think I spoke a little bit about my passion, but I want to get into yours. And so what made you want to start your sports blog?
So I was, I don't even remember when I started. I think it was like earlier this year. I was just, I was going through a lot. And I felt, like I said before, like a lot of my friends around here, they don't really watch sports like that, or they'll watch like once in a while. They're really casual sports watchers. So I was just like, you know what? I need to put this down on paper, make it kind of like my diary. And I just need to like rant about stuff. And like, I just have so much to say. Like, I'll watch like a sports documentary, or I'll watch like highlights, or I'll watch like games that I actually remember, like iconic games. And I'll just want to like write it and put it down on, you know, on my blog and just have people interact with me with it. And it's so awesome, like hearing people say like, oh yeah, I remember that. Or I remember Antonio Valencia, like you were saying to me, like that meant so much and stuff like that. And it's just awesome because it creates like a debate in a way. And it also just creates a conversation. So I guess it was just a way to like just vent basically with my sports side. Yeah.
That's awesome. I think one thing that we're noticing as time goes on is you don't need to like reach out to a platform or anything. Like you can create your own platform, especially like us young adults.
Yes.
Like we're good with, you know, technology, with the internet. Like we can create a blog, we can start a podcast, we can do all those things. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, just, you know, you just have to make the effort and be willing to do it. And I know sometimes it's like it's a bit risky because you think, oh, like if what is, you know, another person gonna think? Like, you know, yes, when you put yourself out there, you put yourself out there to be judged. But exactly, at the end of the day, that passion takes over. And it's like if you're always thinking about something like day in, day out, then eventually it's going to get to a point like either I do this or I don't do this and I live with the regrets, and you don't want to live with regrets. So you do it. You know what I mean?
That was me. I was just like, should I do it or should I not do it? And then I was just thinking about the, you know, the what ifs, they're going to say something, because being a girl in the sports world is really frustrating. Like you have no idea. I remember one time, like I was just tweeting about Ronaldo because I just happened to finish one of his iconic games that that's always in my heart. And one of these like Twitter guys responded saying something inappropriate. And I was just like, wow, I've never seen Ronaldo that way in my life. Like, but that's just one of the few little things girls in the sports world go through. So that was one of like the reasons I was like, do I really want to start this blog where like a bunch of guys will probably be like, oh, you're wrong, this and that, you know, try to mansplain things. But you know what, I don't really care about their opinions. They could, like, they have their opinions, I have my opinions, and as a girl, I think men should respect women's opinions, you know, in the sports world. But yeah, that I went for it and here I am. And yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for sharing. And I would like to apologize on behalf of my gender, because that's definitely not, that's unacceptable, honestly. Yeah. And, you know, just the fact that you were able to like kind of brush that aside and say, you know what, I'm going to acknowledge this, like things like this are going to happen, but they're not going to stop me. You know what I mean? It takes a strong mindset to have that. And so I applaud you for that. And, Yeah, you know, Twitter, that's one of the things, is like it's a double-edged sword. You know, you can meet
Yes.
people, you can interact with them, or at the same time, you can get some, you know, narcissistic
Exactly.
comments and things like that. But I'm glad you were able to overcome that, and thank you for sharing again.
Of course, of course.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where things get fun. So
Okay.
I hope you're ready. I'm
I'm
going to ask
ready.
you some quick fire questions. I'm not going to give you any time to breathe, so make sure you're ready. I'll give you maybe 5 seconds to, you know, compose yourself. So, ready?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So first, I had like a list of questions, but one thing that popped up in my head is your name. So for me, my name is Bikar or
Yes.
Bicker or Bic, but people butcher my name a lot. So I've heard Bikar, I've heard Bakir, I've heard Baker, I've heard so many things. I've
Everything.
heard Biker, but so many names. And so I want to get to yours because so I've heard Hillary. Hillary is a common name, but
Yes.
your name has an added twist to it. It's Shillery. So what's up with that?
So that's exactly how my parents were really big on American movies back in South America. So they liked the name Hillary, but there was like, that's too basic. So they just added an S, and that's basically it. And then my middle name's Nicole, so that's also very American. So they just liked American names with a little twist. And yeah, so my name is actually Shillery. I've heard Shillary or just, you know, just crazy pronunciations, but it's Shillery. So just think of Hillary with an S.
Oh, that's awesome. And I like the fact that your parents said, you know what, Hillary's basic. Let's go with Shillery. That's pretty cool. You know, that's
Don't
a
like it. I hate my name. I feel like, oh, I've never liked my name because no one, first of all, okay, maybe this is a good thing for some people, but it's not common, right? But people can't pronounce it. And it's like, it's not that hard. It's just Hillary with an S. But I understand. I understand.
So you know what? I got a great idea. So you said you want to change your name. You can do two things. You can change it to whatever it is that you want to change, or you know how Prince, there was a time in his career when he said, "I'm not Prince anymore. I'm the artist formerly known as Prince." You can go from Shillery to Hillary with an S. How about that?
I'll definitely think about it. I'll think about it. But I don't really like the name Hillary. I feel like Hillary is worse than Shillery. I feel like Shillery is just, you know, and then Hillary is just, I don't know. I don't know. Now I have to think this out.
Got you. So that's why you go with shill.
Yeah, I go with shill because it's just nice and simple and, you know, take a shill pill. Like it just works, you know.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so that was like, you know, a little breather per se. That's like
Course.
a pre-question. So quick fire round. So I gotta be really quick. You ready?
Okay, I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Okay, so today we're recording on the 7th of June, 2021. We know
Yes.
who the Copa America finalists are. It's
Yes.
Argentina and Brazil.
Correct.
So, who are you going for?
I'm going from Brazil
Why?
because it's always been El Clásico of South America, and I've always been Team Brazil. I don't like Argentina. I've never liked them. I don't like the way they act. I feel like they're very conceited and cocky. And people will say the same thing about Brazil, but I actually have a lot of players that I love in Brazil, like Casemiro. I love him with all my heart, Vinicius, and plenty more that I'm just trying to do this quickly. But yeah, Brazil all the
Okay,
way.
perfect. Now let's switch on over to the Euros.
Okay.
Now we're recording before the Denmark and England game.
Yes.
So, quick prediction, Denmark and England.
Oh, England.
Why?
Because again, I have a lot of players that I love on that team. And yeah, I feel like England and Italy would be a better final. But
Okay.
if Denmark wins it, I'm not gonna be mad either. You know, that's their shot. So good for them if they do.
Okay, so are you taking Italy in the final or either Denmark or England?
Oh man, between them three, I think I would say England. Okay, realistically, I want to say Italy, but my heart wants to go with England. But then again, you know, it doesn't really matter to me, but I'm gonna go with England.
Sounds good. Okay, now, next question. This is something that you don't even have to think about. Who's your favorite footballer of all time?
Oh man, Cristiano Ronaldo, hands down. Yeah, that was easy. That was way too easy.
Okay, why Ronaldo?
Why Renato? Because I just admire him. I admire his mentality. I admire how like clutch he is in like decisive games. I've seen him win, you know, Champions Leagues and Manchester United. I've seen him how he is in Real Madrid and how he's won like literally a three-peat at Real Madrid. Top goal scorer of Champions League. He's literally about to have the most goals in history internationally. So we're waiting on that. And I just, like I said, he just comes in clutch. If I was to have a team, I would have Ronaldo. And that's that.
Okay, there you go. All right, so I'm going to give you a little breather because those were like three or four questions. So I'll give you about 5 seconds.
Okay.
So the next question.
Yes.
Now, this doesn't have to pertain to football. It can pertain to any sport.
Okay.
A dream sports stadium to watch a game at for you is?
Oh, that's so hard. Crap. I'm this was a game show. I already lost. Dream sports. I want to go with, oh my god, I can't decide between Old Trafford and Bernabeu. I can't.
You have to choose one. You have to choose one. Right. You gotta choose one.
I'm gonna this is so hard. Okay, actually, no. I'm not gonna cause this, so I'm just gonna say El Atahualpa in Quito, Ecuador.
Why?
So I can watch my team, which is Ecuador, live in person at home. I think that would be the best thing ever. Then they were like my first team that I ever loved. So there you go.
That's awesome. I mean, how did you feel about Ecuador in the Copa America this summer?
A disaster. It was really bad. Like they would get it together like in the second half, but it would be like way, way too late. I feel like the coach had a lot of fault with that. I felt like he didn't really use our potential the way he should have, but it is what it is. We never do it in Copa America. It's just history all over again. Unfortunately, I thought it would be different this way, but it was not. So yeah, it is what it is.
Got you. And in terms of Quito, how are things going on in their league?
Liga de Quito, honestly, I haven't really been paying attention to them, but I know that I think they're managing, but I'm not too sure. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Got you. And I know you're you're also half Peruvian, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So if you had to, there's a game. There's a Copa America final between Peru and Ecuador. I think I'm thinking you're going with Ecuador, but who would you go?
Anyone who knows me in like real life, in person, they know for sure that I would go for Ecuador. And I know that might get a lot of Peruvians mad, but come on, man, like. My mom's the Peruvian one. She could care less about Peru's team. Like, she does not care. My dad was the one who only watched sports in the house. And he was obviously the Ecuadorian one. So I grew up with that. That's all I know.
That's awesome.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'll always support Peru. But if it has to be between them, I'm sorry. I'm going with my tricolor all the way.
Ooh, okay. So is it a split house? Is it a divided house when both nations play against each other?
My mom is just so like about sports that she does not care. Like she could care less if Peru goes or if they stay. Like she's one of those. Like I don't aspire to be a mom like that in that department. But yeah, she could care less, to be honest.
Got you. And how are things going on with Alianza Lima and their league?
Alianza, I think they haven't been doing well. But then again, I could be completely wrong. I haven't been paying attention to the what is it, Libertadores and all of that, but I definitely have to start after this whole situation with Copa and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited to see what happens.
And lastly, in a Libertadores final, mm-hmm. if it's between Quito and Alianza Lima, I guess you're going with Quito, right?
I'm going with Liga de Quito, yes, all the way. I have to. Like I said, that's another team my dad like made me like watch growing up, so. To be honest, the only reason why I'm an Alianza fan is because of my grandfather. Like my mom, you'll never catch her putting on a sports game. Like she, man, I'm telling you, if she would have raised me with Peru, like when I was younger, then maybe, you know, but she didn't. So my dad took opportunity. And like they say, we always like go for like our dad's teams. I don't know if that's for everyone, but for me it was. So
that's very common. Okay. So I'm going to give you another breather. This will be like the last part of the segment.
All right.
So I hope you're ready. I'm going to list these names or I'm going to list these teams' names. And I know these are teams that you despise. So let me know if I'm correct.
Okay.
Manchester City.
Yuck.
Barcelona.
Disgusting.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Ew.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, I'm gonna barf.
The New York Yankees.
Worst team ever. The Yankees suck.
Okay. So would you rather support either of these teams for a whole season or go an entire season without watching sports?
I'll go an entire season without watching sports.
Okay. That was pretty easy.
That was very easy, actually. I will never support any of those teams. And actually, with like American football, I feel like I just hate everyone, and everyone hates the Patriots. So they could all literally go and die and stuff. Wow. To sound nice. I didn't want to swear. Yeah.
Gotcha. But no worries. I appreciate that. How did you feel when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl there?
When he went there for the first time, I was really sad. It was going to be so weird seeing him without a Patriots jersey. He was one of the players I thought he was going to retire with us. Same thing with Ramos, with Real Madrid. But, I guess I got used to it. It was just so sad. I did cry. I'm not going to lie to you. And then when he won a Super Bowl, I was happy for him, because it wasn't like he was playing against the Pats. You know, the Pats were long gone. We had a terrible season. So it was like, okay, well, my favorite player plays on this team, I'm going to go for him. Same thing I do with like Juventus, you know, with Ronaldo. I hate Juventus. I've never liked Juventus ever. But Ronaldo plays, so whatever. Same thing with Tampa. I've never cared about Tampa, but Tom Brady plays there. So I'll support him as long as the Pats aren't in. If the Pats aren't in, Tom Brady can go. Yeah.
Got you. And so was the feeling mutual with Gronk as well?
With Gronk, it's a weird situation, because he kind of like retired. And then once he found out that Brady like was going to go to Tampa, he like unretired himself, I guess. So it was just weird. There's like emotion to it when he retired, but there's no like attachment anymore with him. Like, it's whatever. But with Tom, it's obviously different.
Got you. And so I know you love Tom Brady. I know you love Cristiano Ronaldo, and you started supporting Juventus. Well, not supporting, but you kept up with them, even if you don't like those teams. Mm-hmm. So if it ever gets to a point where it's like, who is your favorite Celtics player?
My favorite Celtics player? I think I'm going to go with like Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce.
Okay.
Maybe Kevin Garnett, just for like the aggression. I like that.
Got you. Who's your favorite current Celtics player?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Jaylen Brown, just because I feel like he's underappreciated.
Okay.
Like, very underappreciated. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. So if JB, God forbid, ever goes and gets traded to the Lakers, how would you feel?
That would break my heart. Like, that would seriously break my heart. I hope that never happens, but that's just, he's in the enemy territory now, so I'm going to have to just let him go. But, I mean, I would feel really sad, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be devastated as well. I think the reason why we didn't go far, well, I didn't have much expectations for the Celtics this year, mm-hmm. but, JB being hurt and out for the whole entire season after his injury, then I knew it. I was like, you know what? We're not doing anything with this team.
Exactly. It was just one of those. I remember when I found that, I was just devastated. Like, my heart dropped. I was like, yeah, it's over. The season's over. And Jason Tatum did what he could do for the team, carried the team on his back. And that was pretty much all he could do. You know, what else can you do? Like, that's it.
That's true. Shout out JT. It's his time.
Definitely.
And JB, of course. Okay. So now it's going to get a bit easier, because you have two options now.
Okay, good.
It's like, you got to choose one. It's going to be easy. So perfect. Pick one. Ceviche or lomo saltado?
Ceviche or lomo saltado? That's so hard, because I'll eat one as an appetizer and then the other one as a main course. I'm going to have to go with ceviche. I just love lime. Okay. I'm such a lime junkie. Like, you give me a piece of carne asada and I will get like two limes and just spray it. Put it on it. And then same thing with like fried fish. I love putting lime on it. Anything I will put lime on. And then ceviche is literally lime soup in a way. So come on, that's perfect for me. I love lime.
I'm getting hungry just listening to this. Oh man. Okay. So is there like an Ecuadorian dish that you like really love?
So Ecuadorian food isn't up to par with Peruvian food. I will give Peru that, but there's a couple of dishes. I guess guatita is good. I haven't really, it's weird because my dad's Ecuadorian, but he only makes Peruvian food, which is, I don't blame him, but I don't really know much. All I know is that we eat a lot of plátano, plantains.
I love that.
So we have a lot of dishes with plantains, and I love all of those. So if you're a plantain lover, definitely Ecuador is suitable. Yep, there you go. And if you don't love plantains like that, then you're kind of screwed. But yeah, we're all about plantains there, which I do appreciate.
Ooh, okay, so now I have to ask you a follow-up.
Go
Have
ahead.
you ever had a plantain smoothie?
No, never. That sounds good though. I've actually had like, actually, I think I have. I think I actually grew up with those. Like instead of like, my mom would put like, yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, I'm gonna
It's
have to like
really
Google
good.
that.
Yeah,
I
and
love plantains, everything, so I don't doubt it.
definitely. And the thing is, all you need is a ripe plantain and some water. You don't need honey. You don't need brown sugar, anything. The natural flavor takes course, and you'll be like, this is the best smoothie ever. Maybe you can add a banana or a strawberry or something,
Yeah.
or a mango, but oh my goodness. When I tried that, I felt like I had like a life hack of my own, and I needed to share that because it's just so good.
I'm gonna definitely like have to try and see and try it out.
100%. Okay, so that was question one, pick one. Question
Yes.
two, pick one. American football or football?
Ah, football all the way. Definitely. American football is fun to watch and everything, and it's exciting at times, but nothing compares to football. Well, see, it's so weird because you have American listeners on here and they're like football, and then they're thinking about Tom Brady, but no, we're talking about football. But yeah, football all the way.
There you go. And if I know this is, I'm devastated even thinking about this, but if something ever happens and like every sport was like up and running, it was still live, people can play, people can watch it, but you can't do the same with football, then what sport would you choose?
Like if football was out of the picture,
Right.
my second one would be, I think I would go with basketball,
Okay.
which is weird because I really do love the Patriots, but I think I would go with basketball just because it's very exciting, But yeah, I think I'd go with basketball. What about you?
I'd have to go with basketball myself, either
Yeah.
basketball or maybe track and field,
Okay.
because I love watching track and field as well. I used to run, so
Oh.
it gets me, hype as well. But you ever played any other sport besides football?
I played volleyball at camp. I was trash at that. I'm trying. I'm terrible at tennis, but tennis is really hard for me. I don't know if it's hard for you, but the times I've tried tennis, it's not easy. It looks so easy on TV, and then when you try, you're like, what the heck? But other than that, I've pretty much swimming, I suppose you can count. But I've been a very active child, but nothing like official, just for fun.
I hear you. And I think you brought up a great point with tennis. Tennis and golf were two things, like two sports I watched as a kid, and I'm like, oh wow, this looks easy.
Way too easy.
Then
Yeah.
I got to a tennis court and I'm like, within 2 minutes I left. I'm like, you know what? Y'all got this. This is not for me. I'm not gonna
Minutes.
2 minutes. I'm like, I'm not gonna make a fool out of myself. I'm out of here. Like that was just me, you know what I
Oh,
mean?
it's hard. And then I remember one time we went mini golf and we could not get that ball in that hole at
Like
all.
putt-putt.
Yes, like it was so bad. It's like you really criticize these sports until you try it. Like, and then you're like, okay, wow, like this is a lot of like work and dedication to be great at this.
100%. You ever watch baseball by chance?
I do watch baseball occasionally, more so when the Red Sox are in the World Series. I know it's terrible. I'm a terrible fan, but I try to once in a while. It's just so hard now with like baseball's going on right now, and then you have Copa America, and then you have the Euros during the day, and then I have to put in work somewhere in there, and then life gets to you. But I try to definitely, but it's not as consistent as other sports, of course.
That's awesome. And the Olympics are coming up. Are you excited?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited, especially for the basketball team, United States. Jason Tatum is playing. This house will be supporting Jason Tatum all the way through. Like, I can't wait.
There you go. I actually have a good friend of mine who will be covering the Australian national basketball team for the Olympics. So if Jason Tatum ever goes up against like Patty Mills and Joe Ingles or anything, then I'm you know what? I'm gonna keep a close eye out because not only do I want to watch a great game between the two nations, but I know he's gonna be there courtside, covering it, and that's like our dream job. So I really love what he's doing, and so I hope the Olympics go well. And I know, I mean, we need it. It's like last year there was no Olympics, there was no Copa America, there was no Euros or anything. So I know there's like a bit of controversy going on nowadays, with certain athletes and stuff. But at the end of the day, like if I can even like speak a little bit about that, it's like let the athletes beat them. Like we as fans or as human beings, we need to like understand that athletes are athletes, but at the end of the day, they're human beings as well. So you also got to think about that, like, yeah, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Sometimes it feels like they just look at them as lab rats. Like they have to be this certain way, or they have to do things a certain way. And it's like these athletes are going through things outside of the sports. Like let them, do what they have to do. And now that you're talking about it, like I think her name's Sha'Carri, correct? Yeah. So to me, the first thought that I had was like, wow, she's smoking weed and she runs this fast. Like that's I felt like that was the most impressive thing. Like I feel like all of the marijuana like laws or whatever, however you call them, are just stupid because, like I said, like they don't make you faster. That's proven. I don't know what they're thinking. I think they're just really like old rules and stuff. But unfortunately, she did sign a contract, with all the rules there. So and she accepted it though. She did, and it sucks that she's not racing, but I don't know. Hopefully they get rid of some of these things, like, and especially with like, I don't know if you heard about like the hair caps, like big hair caps aren't allowed either. So it's like, how are black people supposed to like swim and stuff if they can't fit their hair in a cap? Like, it's just all of these like laws, like they just seem to be really just terrible, and they need to go.
Yeah, I hear you. I think the thing is like athletes are so commoditized. So at the end of the day, even if like they bring like sponsorship money and people look up to them, there's people in corporate rooms and they're, like, hey, at the end of the day, like I pay you, so you got to go by my own rules. And
That
like
sucks.
all the organizations, IOC, whatever it may be, they have to uphold those rules because like it's them, like it's their committee, it's their, Olympics. But at the end of the day, it's like let them live. They're just like us. Like they're just like you. Like Sha'Carri said, she said, "I'm just like all of you. I just happen to run faster." You know what I mean? They're just athletes. So, great for her as well. I think one thing that you mentioned, I agree with, is the fact that she accepted it because you can always like you can try and go from a different angle, but it shows her humility because like at the end of the day, she went through something that you don't want any human being to experience when loss of a parent. And so to think of it like, no, you just broke a rule. Like, no, dude, she lost a parent. Like, have a heart. You know what I mean? But, when money and sponsorships are all what you think about, obviously, you're not going to have that same mindset. So shout out Sha'Carri Richardson. I don't want to hear any Sha'Carri Richardson slander ever.
Not over here. Not over here. Keep that over there.
Definitely. And so the last question for pick one is a little fun. So if you can listen to either Maluma or Shakira, and the other one you can't listen to, who would you choose?
Shakira all the way. Oof, my God. I listen to Shakira on the daily, like especially like her first album, her second album, her third album. Those three are like my everything. Like they have so much passion and heart. Like her lyrics is amazing and all of that. Her music now is good. It's very like poppy and stuff, but back then it was more rock, it was more soulful. And yeah, I like that type of music. So definitely Shakira. Maluma's music is good, but it's nothing to cry about. So definitely Shakira.
100%, I agree. I was gonna ask you what your favorite Shakira song is.
So my favorite, it's funny because this is also Piqué's favorite song, and I hate Piqué with all of my heart, but it's Inevitable. It's one of her, like I said, the lyrics are beautiful. They have so much passion into them, and it's a kind of like a soft rock. We'll just call it a rock song. Yeah, I love that stage of Shakira so much. So yeah, definitely Inevitable.
Nice. I think for me, I'd go with La Tortura. What do you
Oh
think?
my gosh, that is what, yes, definitely. Like, that is one of the best songs like ever. Even like, let's put Shakira to the side. That's one of the best songs of all time. Like, it
All
has to be
time.
up there. Yes, it's so good. Anyone who listens to that song is in love with it and wants to put it on again and again and again. I've seen it, trust me. I've seen it with people that don't speak Spanish, that don't listen to Latin music like that. They love it. They all love it. It's such a good song though. Like, oh, I love it.
You
I
know
love it.
what's so beautiful about that song is the first time I heard it, the beat was stuck in my head. And I
Exactly.
remember like reaching out to my friend who got me hip, and I'm like, what's that song? It goes like, I don't know I don't know the title, but it's like, na 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 na
Right.
na na.
Oh
Like, how does
my
it go?
gosh.
And I remember listening to it, and within a week, I was going around like, yo sé que no he sido un santo, like literally just walking around like singing the lyrics, and I barely knew, any Spanish at the time. It was like maybe conversational, but not to this level. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's a great song. And last thing,
Yes.
chill. How
Yeah.
can people keep up with your work?
How can people keep up with my work? Like my sports stuff or
Anything.
anything? How can people keep up with my sports stuff or anything? I would say through social media. If you follow, even though I'm not the person to like, hey guys, read this, even though I should be. Unfortunately, I just get nervous, so I'd rather just, let it be there in my bio, and if people click on it, they'll click on it. But I don't know. I guess social media is the only way. Yeah, because other than that, I don't really like, put it out there anywhere else.
Got you. So, I mean, so the thing with social media, I would say, is it's like it's a free tool to use to like market your stuff, like put yourself
Yes.
out there. So that's great. I guess your at is like what, take a chill pill, just like
Take a
your
chill
website.
pill. Yes.
Perfect. And that's both IG and Twitter.
So on Twitter, the shill part has three L's because I guess someone else took the two L's once, but on Instagram it's take a shill pill. The shill is two L's, and then same thing on the website. So yes.
Perfect, perfect. So everyone that's listening, make sure you keep up with Shill. She gave you
Yes.
guys the platforms, and trust me, I love your work, and I definitely know that they're gonna love your work as well. And so usually, this is the last part of the show. I try to come up with a clever outro, but I'm gonna give the spotlight over to you. So any last things you want to say?
So I'm just grateful, for, like you said, for all of these platforms. It's crazy that we're even doing a podcast, I've never thought of doing that before. But see how it is, like you follow people on Twitter, you get to know what people on Twitter like, and then here you are making a podcast, and it's an amazing experience. And I just want to tell people, like, no matter what you love in life, even if it's sports or it's not sports, just get to it. Start a blog or just talk about it on Twitter as much as you can, or on Instagram, and people will like that, and people will be like, hey, I thought about this, and you guys just like create something together. So definitely, if you want to create something, do it. Don't think about it too much because time flies. We're already in July. Like, if you don't get it done now, like, when are you gonna get it done? So just do it. Love what you do, and if you have passions, share them with people. People love hearing passionate people. I know I do. I love hearing someone talk about something they love. So do it. Don't think about it too much.
Definitely. That is 100% great advice. And I'm grateful. I'm blessed that, we had this time, we had this moment, like where we can create a platform and also like, collab. 'Cause, people are like, oh, I like you. I like the vision. Like let's
Yes.
create, let's collab. So I'm definitely 100% grateful that you were able to, hop on our show, tell your sports stories, drop your jewels and what have you. And I mean, maybe we'll end up doing this again. I know you have a burning
Definitely.
passion for sports. And, like you mentioned, I love not only watching, seeing people like who love, what they do, like watching that, but also hearing their experience as well, because I feel like we all have a story to share. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. We all have a story and struggles that we go through. So, definitely, I agree.
Amen. There you go. And so thank you everybody for tuning in to episode 15. of Sports Stories on Raw Football Talk. Thank you once again, Shill, for hopping on, dropping your jewels. I wish you nothing but much love and success in whatever it is that you want to do and all your endeavors. And make sure you keep up with us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Google. There's so many podcasts out there, so many platforms.
Everywhere.
Definitely. And so thank you guys for tuning in. Enjoy the Euros. Enjoy Copa America. Enjoy the Olympics. Enjoy your life, man. Spend time with your family. Make sure you're positive every day. Drink some water. Stay hydrated because it's hot out here. Mm-hmm. And stay safe and chill. Keep doing what you're doing. Otherwise, you know, life might seem like a tortura. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I see what you did there. Thank you so much. Seriously, like, this is an honor. Thank you to you and the whole entire podcast community that is with you. I really appreciate it, and I'll always be grateful for this opportunity.
Appreciate you, Shil.